Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Arabic with subtitles in English, Arabic, Olasese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولد في العام 570 بعد الميلاد في مكة فيما يسمى الآن المملكة العربية السعودية. في عمر 40 عاما تقريبا اعتزل في كهف في جبل وانخرط في تأمل عميق. خلال هذه الفترة من فحص الأفكار والدوافع تلقى لأول مرة رسائل من الله من خلال الملاك جبريل. محتوى هذه النبوات المقدسة التي امتدت إلى 23 سنة يمكن إيجادها في أكثر كتاب مقدس في الإسلام القرآن. كان النبي الكريم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم معلما محبوبا والذي تبع نور مثاله بنفسه. إن تعاليمه النبيلة تعيش في قلوب الناس اليوم ملهما إياهم إلى طريق مسالم لإيجاد الله تعالى. اليوم نقدم مقتطفا من محاضرة كبيرة المعلمات شنغهاي بعنوان صفوة روح الأرض. هي تناقش التعاليم الحكيمة للنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أعضاء مجموعتنا التي قدمت في 7 حزيران 1998 في لوس أنجلوس كاليفورنيا الولايات المتحدة.
You said that God lives in within us?
Well, not I say it. All the prophets say that.
All right.
Your prophets say the same. Mohammed said the same, didn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he even said all religion are from God.
Yes. And I do believe in that.
Yes.
And you also said that when God is in us, we are also God.
Yes.
Okay. And I also have another strange feeling.
Yes.
I feel that you are me. And I am you.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm very honored.
So is that all right?
That's very all right. Is it all right?
Okay.
Welcome to the same feeling.
Yeah. So
join the group. They all feel the same way. Don't you feel like that, Pam?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It feels to be good, you know, among my own people.
Yes.
Really, it's ecstatic.
Feel like it's your own, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
First time, but
yes.
Like forever.
First time.
That's the way it should feel.
I'm glad.
Yes. I'm glad too. So what else is the question?
I do have another question, but should I go public?
Oh, go all out.
Okay. See, what happened to me, March 18th, my whole life changed.
March 18th,
98. The world was different.
Yes.
I spoke differently, I acted differently, people responded to me differently.
And better or?
Better.
Wow.
It's like, you know, whatever happens, it's happening. I have no control and yet I'm very powerful. March 18th.
What is that? Tell people.
Well, what happened was I worked on a project that day for my painting class. It was a drawing I was supposed to do, and they asked me to do a self-portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and I drew what was inside me.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote an Arabic verse on that from Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the real me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what had happened, but when I went outside, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Things were happening that had never happened to me before. People were responding to me in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And when the teacher saw that painting, she said, "This is it." She said, "Rizwana, you got it."
Oh.
She said, "You have the content, and this is what you're going to work on forever."
Wow, so probably you got it.
So, it was so overwhelming. I couldn't believe it.
So now what's the question?
I do, but you know, it's hard to believe. I wonder if it's my mind playing tricks on me, or is it real?
Well, even if your mind plays trick on you, it's a good trick.
Yes.
Very pleasant illusion.
Yes. And there's another thing also. All my dreams, all my wishes are coming true.
Mm.
And it's not just me. It's whoever, you know, my friends, if they say something to me, or, you know, whoever, and they come and tell me, hey.
Mm. Why don't you all learn painting and quick? Huh? Okay, what's your name?
Rizwana.
Huh?
Rizwana. Rizwana.
Rizwana.
Yes, Rizwana. So my question is,
what does it mean? Rizwana.
Rizwana. In Quran, well, there are two meanings. One is paradise, and another one is for the to do something to please God.
Mm.
And actually, there's another meaning. It's the Rizwan is the name of the angel who's at the gate of heaven.
Wow, you are inside already. Okay. Well, congratulations. Enjoy. Huh?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Right, you're welcome. We only have to recognize ourselves, and other people will. Well, we can reverse the sign of aging, you know. Now it's the 21st century, people do that. They have cream and all kind of things to reverse the aging. Also, we have cream for the soul. You can become young again. That's good. Yeah.
Okay,
good. The Prophet is very pleased with you, he told me. Now, if you're pleased with yourself, he's pleased. Okay? Fine.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it, just live on.
Okay? Right.
Everything we experience in life will pass, you know, and then we have another experience. Always better. Always better. And in the Quran, the Prophet mentioned also, don't eat meat, huh? I'll go and I had a look. Study more the Quran. Study more the Quran before you talk to your parents or your relatives again.
Okay.
Really, you will understand different now.
Okay.
Everything will be clear to you, very, very clear.
Okay.
Yes. The Prophet also teach non-discrimination between religious believers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
you study more this Quran, okay? Make sure you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that.
I know the Quran, I forgot which page to tell you, otherwise I have studied the Quran, and exactly the teaching, the same like all the prophets. I'm very happy that you came, at last. We have a lot of other Muslim friends too, you know, in the East, no, Orient, we have a lot. Yes. Sometimes they came and give me a jasmine perfume, which is the Prophet Muhammad's favorite. He used to like jasmine flower.
Yes, I love him too.
This is his favorite.
See, we don't have him here in America.
Yeah. Oh, you can buy perfume.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of jasmine flower in my house too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was a Prophet's favorite until later on. Because it doesn't say so in the Quran.
I didn't know that either.
It doesn't say that in the Quran. It say in another, you know, like kind of biography kind of his story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm glad you know so much about Prophet Muhammad.
I don't know that much, but...
Well, seems like you know more than I do.
We are friends.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I forgot a lot about the Quran. Otherwise, I would tell you more. Yeah. At least he said, be a good guest on earth.
Yes, he did.
Live a rich life mm-hmm. and be a good guest. Yes. He doesn't tell you to be ascetic either. Rich also spiritually and you know, materially. Be the good guest on earth. Live a rich life here. So he says, yes, we are guests here anyhow. He knows. Yes. We are from heaven, see?
Yes, we are.
So what else does he mean if we only are guests here? Right? Yes. And he always talk about heaven and God. Always, always. Yes. Nothing else from his mouth. Just we understand wrongly sometimes, and that's very sad.
Yeah, I'm so pleased to hear all that.
It happened in every religion, you know. And the same with the many wives and all that. In those time of Muhammad, are you guy interested? Many wives? This is about many wives. I'm sure there are ears. But you'd be shocked, you'd be shocked. When the Prophet was alive, you know, his teaching provoked a lot of resentment and anger, of course, because he doesn't teach like anyone else at that time. He teaches that heaven is at hand. Come to me, then I show you. And then they would think he's a blasphemous, of course, you know, like Jesus. So they persecuted them. They think he wants a political fame and try to be famous, or maybe against the government, whatever. You know, because he was too famous and too beloved by the people. And of course, any government at that time would feel threatened. So of course, there were war, you know, people persecuted him. So anyhow, the Prophet's life at that time was a constant war, constant running, constant hiding. It's a very terrible time for him and for his followers. But still, their faith is very strong, so they stick together. So the men would form a shield, you know, around the woman and family. Of course, they would have to be a reluctant shoulders, you know, to be on alert, to be on a watch out, and they're the one who die first, because they were in the front. So if they die, the family is left behind. So the compassionate prophet have to tell his leftover disciple, whoever the man left over, have to take care of his brother's wife and kids as your own wife and kids. You understand? And only the one who able. That's why he make a rule, like, if you take, for example, you take on 2-3 wives from your brothers, then you have to give them exactly the same thing, like you give it to your own wife. Mm-hmm. So, that's only fair. You have to treat your brother's family as your own. Of course, no, we do the same here. Of course, that's a brotherhood. And then, of course, only the one who able should do that. If you couldn't feed your family, how you take on more family, and that's very fair only. That's very just and very wise. So that's how the brothers took on other wives and kids. That was a spirit of brotherhood, because your brother sacrificed his life for you also, and for your family also. So his wife and kids you have to take care. Or wife, or kids, or wife and kids. If you can do it, and share equal your property among, you know, your wife and the other wives. Treat it as your own. That's the Prophet's compassionate instruction and the wise strategy at that time. Yes, it was due to the necessity of that,
yes,
time,
at that time
that you can
yes.
take in more wives than yes. necessary. But they didn't take it in as wives, you know, as to take care. Yes, like the Sikh guru, he was also offered a young wife later on, and he accepted her. But they now live together.
Oh,
yeah. He make her become the mother of the Sikh soldiers, you know, so she took care of him, to wait for him to eat with her, but that's it. Yeah. Also a wife, yeah, but this is not in a sense like we take it, okay? Yeah, a lot of master, they do things we don't understand. It's not really the way we think. Yes. It looks like, but it's not.
Thank you very much, Master.
Yeah, because somebody offered him a daughter, you know, because he saved her life. So the father think, okay, this belonged to you in the first place. Take her, you know. And he didn't want to hurt the family. Probably situation arise like that. So she accepted. But he only lived with the one wife. That's it. The master, the real master has two parts. Inside master and outside master. Most of the master have only inside and don't have the outside. like the past masters and the future masters, they are not in the physical realm, so we cannot contact them easily. The only way we can contact those masters is through a physical masters, most of the time. And then the physical master will lead you to see those unphysical masters, then converse with them, learn with them, all right? And meanwhile, you learn with the physical master what the physical master can teach also, yeah? So the true master is the one who has physical aspect and the ethereal aspect as well. So you can contact him in the physical body, talk to him in the physical language, and while you ascend inside, you can see him or her in the spiritual aspect as well, and he or her take you further. Yeah?
نحن سعداء بصحبتكم لنا اليوم في بين المعلمة والتلاميذ. ابقوا معنا على شاشة تلفزيون كبيرة المعلمات للمزيد من البرامج الهادفة، آملين أن ألحان السماء تجلب السعادة والسلام إلى حياتكم. We enjoyed your company today between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the music of heaven bring joy and peace into your life.